House Finance Committee come to order. Looks like we have everyone present. It is 8:34 p.m. on the 26th of March, 27th of March, 2014. We have one bill before us, and that's 143. We have a committee substitute, and we are hoping that the fiscal note is said to be minutes away. We thought we were going to have it last night as well, but if we don't have the fiscal note, that'll just be one detail that'll hang, and we'll be able to take action within a couple of minutes, I would assume, after the next time it came up, if it's not here during today's meeting. Mr. George, after Representative Newman moves to see us.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to introduce Committee Substitute for House Bill 143, Finance Version /Y, for committee discussion.
I'll object. Mr. George.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the House Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Daniel George, and I serve as staff Representative Stoltz and the Finance Committee. Before members this morning is CS for House Bill 143, Finance Version Y. Version Y replaces Version N, which was heard on January 30th before the committee. Briefly, the changes to the bill. Sections 1 and 2 have been added as conforming to the changes that were added in Section 3. Section 3 previously had spelled out that a commercial 7-day crew member fishing license, commonly referred to as a dude license, that the one-third of the Carlson differential would be applied to that cost in addition to the $30 base, effectively making it $93. Now, Section 3 reads that a non-resident or resident engaged in commercial fishing who does not hold an entry permit for an interim use permit may obtain 1 7-day crew member fishing license under this section. Previously, an individual was eligible to purchase multiple. A person who is not eligible for another 7-day license under the same year, person who obtains a 7-day who is not eligible for another, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, my notes are a little bit off here. It limits you to 1 7-day license per license year, so you can purchase another one in the following year. Additionally, if someone goes on to purchase an annual license, they can get the dude license refunded to them. And this bill spells out a procedure that the department will establish in regulation in order to do that. The effective date has also been changed from 2014 to 2015 to allow vendors to have this in place and the Department of Fish and Game to implement it. Those are the changes, Mr. Chairman. And additionally, I note that a legal services opinion has also been distributed to members, which talks about the existing penalties in statute should someone violate this section.
Well, I think the other substantive change is without the fee license increases and the graduations, we probably don't need to listen to Mr. Monagle today because this bill has been proposed. This is only addressing the issue that was intended and not trying to address a myriad of other issues which have controversy with the other gear groups and no limit of amount of discussion I've heard on that issue. So I would like the sponsor to any questions for Mr. George? Representative Costello.
Through the chair, Mr. George, do we have any idea how many individuals currently would be affected so they would have a 7-day license more than once a year?
And if you don't have that, Mr. Brooks is right behind us.
Mr. Chairman, if I may defer to the department, I believe we have those statistics.
Mr. Brooks.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Kevin Brooks, Deputy Commissioner for Department of Fish and Game. We have identified, based on our 2012 statistics, that we had 542 fishermen purchase multiple 7-day licenses during calendar year 2012, and they bought 1,344 licenses, so it could have been one more, up to six more. So that would be the population affected if the numbers stay true, and they tend to be pretty close from year to year.
So, please, Representative Costello.
Through the chair. And what is the I see that the fee for the 7-day license is in statute at $30. What is the annual crew member fishing license fee?
Through the chair, Representative Costello, the annual fee is tied to a differential with the Carlson, we're currently charging $250 for that annual license, for a non-resident annual license.
Thank you.
So probably this change would probably have a positive fiscal impact, but it's probably, it'd be tough to delineate.
Mr. Chairman, actually, we have, you'll see it in the fiscal note what our estimate is, and we figure if you make the assumption that everyone who is buying two or more of these multiple licenses is now going to buy an annual, that was the assumption we made. We figured that the increase in revenue would be just under $100,000, and then a portion of that by statute goes to the Fisherman's Fund, which we estimated to be about $11,000, and you'll see that delineated in a fiscal note.
Department believe this meets the intent of the original statute?
Mr. Chairman, it does. I mean, there was this identified problem of people buying multiples and coming in under
the original statute to provide the recreational or the one-time.
Yes, and this would accomplish that. And okay. And then it provides for that refund option if somebody wants to make application for a refund if they end up staying on for a second or working all season, then we would credit that back to them at the end of the season if they apply for it.
And a sport fisherman license, a non-resident that buys a sport fish license doesn't have this option if they decide to buy an annual license?
That's correct. The only time we would do it is if a fishery was closed. There's some very remote options for refund, but typically that's not the case for a
We're treating commercial fishermen better than sport fishermen. Thank you. Okay, I'm trying to analyze these things. Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On your refund policy, I was going to ask if the license, the seasonal license, that you were going to charge just the difference between what they already paid. But it sounds like they're going to charge. You're going to charge a full season fee, and then they're going to have to request a refund. Is that the way you see it?
Through the chair, Representative Guttenberg, it is, and really that's the only way we can do it, because they can buy these licenses anywhere, and we don't. It's something we feel like the department ought to take care of instead of asking a license vendor to work through that whole refund process. So that would be how we would anticipate doing that.
And if somebody doesn't want to go through the paperwork, it may not be worth their $30. Well, better for our conservation efforts, right? Thank you. And just hang here in case there are any questions. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the committee's attention to the bill, and this does serve the goal of making sure that we don't have non-residents getting multiple licenses and not paying the appropriate fees for differential between resident and non-resident.
And do you have any objection to the? I know you had a preferred product, obviously, but does this meet your goals?
It does.
Okay. I'll remove my objection to the CSP and adopt it. It's before us. Are there any amendments or any questions for the sponsor other than that? Any amendments? I guess the fiscal note is printing right now, so we'll stand at ease. If we can get this done so this can get read across today, we'll just stand briefly at ease.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
House Finance Committee back to order. You want to do the fiscal notes, Mark?
Fiscal
Representative note? Newman, I mean.
Mr. Chair, fiscal note, OMB component number 479. Services is $1,400. The changes in revenue of $14,300. FY16 of 83.8. Continued on out through 20.
We'll get more non-resident revenue in the end, but without risking any disparity issues.
Correct.
Because we're actually treating them better than a non-resident sport fisherman.
Inaudible response.
There was a nod in the affirmation and a gleeful grin about getting a little more revenue for conservation efforts and the good work you do there.
Yes, Mr.
And on the other fiscal note, Representative Wilson.
Just one question. Could you tell me why you went to age 11? Are there a lot of children between like 11 and 18 that get these licenses?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, we do actually have more residents, and I'm not sure where the age came from, but we had 17 kids buy these for non-residents. We had actually 378. Resident kids go fish with their parents.
I was just curious about that age.
Another wholesome activity we encourage. Yes. And on the issue, is Mr. Monagle there online?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Yeah, there we have a question on the impact of the how the adjustment of the extra license fees that will gradually increase up till they settle in. How does that affect your the fisherman's fund receipts?
Well, Mr. Chairman, it looks like I just got the fiscal note as well and looking at it, but we should have a moderate increase in contributions from Fish and Game to the Fisherman's Fund. I believe Fish and Game estimates that to be around $12,000 a year.
Okay. If you can just catch us up with that fiscal note, I want it on the record that the members know what that amount is, and that will catch up through the process.
Will do.
Fairly soon. I guess we have a 90-day session. Okay, thank you very much for being online, Mr. Monagle. And
right, thank you.
Representative Newman, would you like to move the bill?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move committee substitute for House Bill number 143, Finance Version /Y, from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
And noted that the Department of Labor fiscal note will, it's been delineated what the impact it will join this bill. Any objections? Bill's moved from committee. Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have the House Bill 134 that was scheduled for today. Members had expressed interest in having the department put some fiscal information and other information on the record. Commissioner Struer isn't available until tomorrow, so we will figure out which of the morning, afternoon, or evening meeting, but probably be the earlier one, would be my guess. It's our intent to bring that back, and we'll have an updated schedule for the rest of the bills a little bit later today, as we're I know the public is anxiously waiting to see an unveiling of something we can look at on House Bill 278. We're feverishly working on that. So with that, we will stand in adjournment. See everybody in the afternoon.